from KQED.
A woman who's lived without legal status in the U.S. for the last 15 years is scheduled to be deported to Mexico today. Maribel Trujillo was detained by federal immigration authorities in Ohio just last week. She has no criminal record, and her children are American citizens. And cases like hers were not considered high priorities in the past. Under the Trump administration, priorities have shifted. One Bay Area woman who's living with the uncertainty of immigration policies asked us not to use her real name or the names of her family members. We're calling her Olivia. She's 28, and she crossed the U.S.-Mexico border when she was just 10 years old to join her dad, who was picking grapes and peaches in the Central Valley. Olivia is a dreamer, protected from deportation under the Deferred Action for Childhood Arrivals, or DACA. KQED's Ryan Levy has her story.
Hey, how's it going?
One of the first things I see when I walk into Olivia and her husband Jacob's San Francisco apartment is Bernie, a giant St. Bernard lurking in the corner between the couch and the TV.
This is Bernie.
We don't have pets, but we have stuffed animals.
The plush dog is one of many stuffed animals they've collected together since they met 8 years ago, working at a San Jose soccer store. They both played growing up and have classic soccer player builds, short, lean, and athletic. Jacob proposed last spring, and they started planning a wedding for fall 2017.
Like, I was finally going to have the wedding that I had always envisioned, but then November 8th happened, and I panicked.
I come home, and she's just not there. Like, it just looked like she was physically here, but her mind was just kind of, like, gone. Like, she doesn't know what to actually think or do, you know?
After the initial shock, they ditched the big wedding and got married in a small ceremony in December. They wanted to do it before Trump was sworn in, so they could quickly apply for Olivia's green card through marriage. Jacob's a U.S. citizen. Olivia's actually lucky compared to other dreamers. Most people in her situation would have to leave the country for years while trying to legalize their status through marriage. But Olivia can pay a $1,000 penalty and process her paperwork here, because her aunt put her on a waiting list for a green card almost 20 years ago. Even so, the last few months have been a roller coaster of fear and uncertainty for Olivia.
There's no words to describe it. Just not knowing what's going to happen, it's probably the worst thing.
Will she even be able to get legal status through her marriage after entering the country illegally? Will the Trump administration consider her a criminal? The president sent out some mixed messages about his plans for DACA.
We are going to deal with DACA with heart.
We're going to deal with them with heart, which means absolutely nothing. So, like, there was no way of knowing, like, what he's planning to do.
Olivia says she's been so on edge that she's been avoiding the news and throwing herself into her work as a Spanish teacher at a San Francisco high school. After the election, she signed up to help coach the girls' soccer team.
¿Ese cono y ese cono? ¿Están igual? ¿Sí?
¿Más o menos? Olivia sets up a conditioning drill during a windy soccer practice before asking the girls to pick a country for a game called the World Cup.
All right, so which countries are on the final now? Czech and Cuba. They don't watch the World Cup, do they?
Coaching and being around her students has helped Olivia feel calmer, less fearful than she did when Trump took office. But as we go inside the school to talk, she tells me it's impossible to completely block out the news. Like that a fellow dreamer got arrested in Mississippi after speaking out at a press conference.
And I just saw the headline. I was like, what the heck is this? Like, what in the world? Like, there is no more, there isn't protection for people with DACA. There just isn't.
In the middle of all this uncertainty, Olivia is also trying to plan a belated wedding celebration. Yeah. She and Jacob check out the sound system at a small clubhouse in San Francisco.
Okay, perfect.
But even if the celebration goes off perfectly, Jacob and Olivia will still have to be grilled on the minute details of their relationship to prove their marriage is legitimate.
We love each other. We take care of each other. We've been there for each other, like, since the beginning.
Last week, Olivia got fingerprinted and vetted through more than 100 security checks by immigration officials. But her lawyer is confident her undocumented status won't be a stumbling block.
But that's right now. We may get our appointment for an interview end of October or November. So, I mean, that's a long time from now, and a lot of things are changing kind of quickly.
Olivia says she won't be able to exhale until she has a green card in her hand, if that happens. I'm Ryan Levy, KQED News.